The EPA is out with a new proposed WOTUS rule, and learn more with the NCBA. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update. The Environmental Protection Agency recently proposed a new Waters of the U.S. rule. And here to share some of her perspective on this rule is National Cattlemen's Beef Association Chief Counsel Mary Thomas Hart.
You know, coming into the new administration, we kind of urged EPA to let WOTUS lie, focus on other priorities. But we said, if you're going to rewrite the WOTUS rule, if you're going to give us a new definition of WOTUS, make it really good. And certainly EPA delivered on that promise. We saw an announcement of a new proposed WOTUS definition that very nearly follows NCBA's exact recommendations, not only to EPA in prior administrations, but also to the Supreme Court in our amicus brief written in 2023.
And what exactly are some ways that the new proposed rule protects cattle producers from federal overreach?
You know, I think it's important to start with the Sackett decision that we got from the Supreme Court pretty recently that put EPA in a much smaller box when it comes to asserting federal jurisdiction over waters and water bodies and wetlands across the United States. The unfortunate part of that decision was that it was dropped during an administration that was maybe reluctant at best to follow it. So we had some kind of half-hearted attempts to implement that rule. That was what we saw in the WOTUS definition that came out of the Biden administration. Fortunately, we have an administration that really saw that Supreme Court decision for what it was and worked really hard to put together a definition that balances protection of our nation's natural resources with protecting the interests of farmers and ranchers. So I think the most important thing that we see in this rule is an attempt or an effort to make sure that any landowner, not just, you know, a technical expert, not just an attorney, not just a wetland specialist, can go out, look at water features on their property, and at least make a preliminary determination about whether that feature is going to be subject to federal permitting. And they do that by requiring a two-part test or having a two-part test for potentially jurisdictional waters. Any jurisdictional water not only will have relatively permanent flow, but will also have physical features like beds and banks to indicate that it carries enough water to actually kind of make a mark on the land, right? So we want to make sure that we're not regulating every trickle, but we also want to make sure that we're regulating water that's flowing fairly continuously. And I think, you know, with this rule, we're going to see every ephemeral out and most intermittent features out. So water body has to be carrying water at least seasonally in order to be federally jurisdictional.
So also just recap some of the ways that NCBA advocated over the last few years to protect cattle producers throughout this WOTUS process.
You know, NCBA has been working on WOTUS since the Clean Water Act was passed into law, right, back in 1970. So NCBA has been working this issue for a very, very long time, and certainly for as long as I've been at NCBA. So for the last 8.5 years, we've engaged in rulemakings going all the way back to the Obama administration, to the original WOTUS definition that caused so many concerns for producers across the country. We wrote comments and engaged with the Trump and Biden administrations. We also engaged through litigation. We sued when there were overreaching WOTUS definitions. We stepped in to defend helpful WOTUS definitions and even engaged in a Supreme Court case a couple of years ago that led to a really favorable decision in Sackett versus EPA. So, you know, I think that this is certainly the product of a lot of hard work on our parts and also the product of engagement from producers across the country.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.